This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But the Wisconsin Badgers, they are gearing up for a huge clash on Saturday at Camp Randall, a 3 o'clock kick against the Iowa Hawkeyes. A huge, huge game for both teams as the Big Ten West, it's about to get really interesting. And joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline is Big Ten Network analyst Jerry DiNardo. Coach, what's going on?
Not too much, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. So let's talk about this game coming up on Saturday for the Badgers. I don't know how, you know, you're taking it right now, because the Badgers just played some tremendous football through the first six games of the season. And I think some people were starting to have this thought like, well, maybe they are college football playoff ready. Maybe this team's legit, but they've been humbled the last couple of weeks against Illinois and Ohio State. So, Coach, I mean, just from a general sense, what do you think of this Badgers team now?
It seems like they're in a little bit of a transition offensively. You know, they only took 9 snaps from under center against Ohio State. They took 42 snaps, I think was the number, from the shotgun or the spread or whatever you want to call it. And so, you know, that's something they never used to do. Did they do it because they were playing Ohio State in Columbus, who has a really, really good defense, and they didn't think they could line up in the I formation and run it? On the other hand, Joe, Iowa's going through the same thing. So Iowa is running more from the shotgun set than they are from underneath center. So these two I-formation teams that both have really good defenses are facing one another in Madison. You know, I kind of think whoever makes that kind of integrated pro shotgun spread offense work against two good defenses is probably going to win the game.
Well, and the thing is, too, Jack Cohn has done a pretty good job this season as quarterback, and you know he's had a lot of pressure on him because a lot of Badger fans here want Graham Mertz to be the next QB for Wisconsin because of the potential, but Jack Cohn has been very efficient. The issue, though, that I've seen, Coach, is he doesn't take more shots down the field, and maybe that's because of Paul Christ. And I also think now, we've seen the last three big games the Badgers have played in, these defensive fronts have contained Jonathan Taylor. So do you think now it's even more imperative for Jack Cohn to maybe take some more shots downfield, especially with this receiving core that he has to throw to?
Well, the first thing, you know, Mertz and all second-team quarterbacks are better than the first team around the country. I can remember when I first went to LSU, one of the board members said, all you have to do, Coach, is win all your games and bench your quarterback. I mean, so nobody likes the starting quarterback unless they're just a Heisman Trophy candidate, because they always think the second quarterback is better. So Jonathan Taylor is the issue about the offensive formation, right? I mean, can they continue to run from the I formation and move the ball even with a great, great tailback? Well, if you look at the Ohio State game, obviously in the staff room, they said no. They said as good as Jonathan Taylor is, we can't run from the I formation. If we do, then the quarterback is going to have to throw the ball deep versus man coverage when they're whistling the free safety into the box and you get one-on-one coverage. The disadvantage of that is it's one receiver against one corner, whereas if when you're in the spread formation, it's two or three receivers against two or three defenders, and there's always a mismatch, usually against a strong safety or a linebacker. So the point is, how far can Iowa and Wisconsin go from this traditional formation, even if they have a great tailback like Jonathan Taylor? So it's not really about the quarterback, right? It's more about the formation. You know, you look at Michigan. Michigan's in the spread. They're not throwing the ball downfield all that much either, because they're still running the West Coast offense that Jim Harbaugh knows, disguised as the spread. Well, if you're going to continue to run the West Coast offense at Wisconsin, a lot of times, it doesn't call for deep balls. That's not what Bill Walsh had in mind. This is a ball possession pass game, not a downfield pass game. But that's not the way most of the country's playing the game any longer.
Talking with Jerry DiNardo of the Big Ten Network. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jerry DiNardo, G-E-R-R-Y, DiNardo on Twitter. Really good follow. Coach, how impressed are you with this Hawkeyes defensive front? Because, again, this year in the Big Ten, it's like there are just so many good defensive fronts, whether you're looking at a Northwestern or a Michigan State or certainly an Ohio State. But Iowa, too. I mean, they will pose a huge threat for the Badgers coming up on Saturday.
Joe, there's no doubt. That's why it's going to be so interesting to see if Wisconsin lined up in formations 42 times that they usually don't line up because it was at Ohio State, or is that what they see the future in their offense against defenses like Iowa? I mean, that's the issue, right?
Right.
Can you win on a big-time level lining up in pro formation against what you're accurately describing as a league that has really good defenses? I mean, Penn State, Ohio State, you know, Michigan to a certain extent, Iowa, Wisconsin. I mean, there's one good defense after another.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, is the Badgers' defense has also been a force to reckon with up front. I think there's been some breakdowns in the Badgers secondary the last couple of weeks, and I think that's going to be also one of the keys is how much Iowa can be able to throw that football and exploit them. But what have you made of the Badgers defensive front led by Chris Orr and Zach Bond? I mean, those guys have been just, you know, home wreckers here all season long.
See, their defense is very difficult to game plan against, too. They're very unique on defense. There's a lot of times when there's only two down linemen. There's only two guys on the defense with their hand in the ground. The defensive ends are standing up. The four linebackers are up. They have good substitution packages. They will give Iowa all they can handle, just like the Iowa defense will give Wisconsin all they can handle. These two defenses, although Phil Parker's defense is more basic than anything, whereas Jim Leonard's defense is very multiple and harder to game plan with. So I would look to see the linebackers. When Wisconsin's best on defense is when the linebackers are disruptive, because ever since Dave Aranda, they're not afraid to run the linebacker through on the run or pass to bring an outside linebacker off the edge, whether it's a run or pass. Traditionally, you know, you rush those linebackers in pass situations and those type of things. When you go against Wisconsin's defense, you have to be ready for it. Any one of the four linebackers running through the gap on the snap, whether it's run or pass, they're very difficult to game plan for.
All right, Coach, I got to get your thoughts on Minnesota, because they are now about to be tested, and this might be one of the biggest games in their school's history, at least in the last, I don't know, 10 or 20 years. I mean, Minnesota and PJ Fleck, they've done a really good job. They're at 8-0. Some of the wins early on have been a little bit of a head-scratcher because they've barely won, especially against non-conference teams. So are you buying into this Minnesota team, and can they hold their own against Penn State?
Okay, I'm buying in to the fact that I think PJ is a good long-term coach for Minnesota, and the future is bright, more so maybe than Tracy Clay's. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
I think there's promise in the future. The year before PJ got to Minnesota, they won 9 games. They lost to Penn State, Iowa, and Wisconsin. They haven't played Penn State, Iowa, or Wisconsin. So they very well could wind up with 9 victories and be no different than they were before PJ got there. That doesn't mean I don't believe in this program. I know it's a little bit different. It might not be for me, but it doesn't have to be for me. The players have bought into his unusual style, and I do think that they're going to be a really good team in the West as we go forward. Are they better than a 7-2 Indiana that has lost to Ohio State and Michigan State? I don't know. I mean, I think this is what we're all trying to find out. The mismatch, Joe, that we're going to find out, but I do think that Minnesota's positioned somewhat to deal with it. The mismatch is the Penn State front against a Minnesota offensive line that has improved tremendously, but they're not overly athletic, as are a lot of offensive lines, not overly athletic. So if the Minnesota offensive coach, Shiraka, can game plan to help the offensive line just hold soul with the Penn State defensive line, the skill of Minnesota gives them a chance. But I would be surprised if Minnesota wins the game.
All right, so what I'm reading here, big picture then, Coach, unless you don't want to do the prediction, but maybe whoever wins this game at Camp Randall on Saturday is probably more likely to represent the Big Ten West in the Big Ten Championship?
Yeah, now I've looked at Wisconsin, you know, a little bit closer than I have Iowa. So obviously, if I'm a Wisconsin fan, and at times, unfortunately, I'm married to one, if I'm a Wisconsin fan...
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, she's a crazy Badger. So if I'm a Wisconsin fan, right, I'm hoping that Penn State wins, and then I win out and I go to the championship, I believe. Am I accurate in saying that?
Yeah, if all Minnesota needs is a loss, and then it would be Badgers and Gophers the final week of the regular season, Badgers win, they would have the tiebreaker, they would be representing then.
Right. Now, Joe, I called the game when Glenn Mason got sick a few years ago. They pulled me out of the bullpen at the last minute, so I wasn't really prepped to do the game. But I remember that game also coming down to, and it was in Madison. So that was 4 or 5 years ago when the winner of Minnesota-Wisconsin was going to win the West. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. I'm trying to think which year, who the Badgers were playing then in the Big Ten Championship. Because the last few years, it's been Wisconsin-Minnesota.
I think it was Gary Anderson's year when they lost in the championship game, like crazy.
They got blown out, 59-0 or something like that.
Okay, so what year was that?
That would have been 2014, 2015.
Okay, whenever it was, here's my point. They were nine win team before PJ got there. They lost to Penn State, Iowa, Wisconsin that year. They've been in this position before when it possibly could come down to the last game of the year for the Axe, and Wisconsin and Minnesota winner goes to Indianapolis. So we have been here before.
Yep.
To me, the difference with PJ isn't the present, it's the future. This is a younger guy than Jerry Kill. This is a guy much different than Tracy Clays. This is a guy off center. You know, he's different. He's unique. He's going to recruit. He's rowing the boat. He's doing all these things. So whether you like him or not, he's going to find recruits that dig his act, right?
Right,
and it is, because it's distinct. So today, tomorrow, the rest of this year isn't going to tell us much about what's Minnesota because they've been here before.
Well, I'll tell you what. My prediction is the Badgers are going to represent the Big Ten West at the end of the day. I'm not buying fully into Minnesota, and I feel like even if they do knock off Penn State, they could easily slip up against Iowa, which is coming up on the schedule as well. It's going to be a lot of fun here, Coach, with the Big Ten West, and it's going to be a lot of fun coming up on Saturday. He is Jerry DiNardo, Big Ten Network analyst, joining us. Coach, always a pleasure, and I know we'll talk to you again really soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, and he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.